I probably ought to talk to you about it if they're bouncing your mind about it, but I do come down on this, you're not going to Rome.
Well, I think it probably just...
I have the feeling of the deep concern of the country about any additional or unnecessary involvement or risk that you might take at this point, and I think the combination of, if you thought well of it, Mrs. Johnson and the Chief Justice, that would be ideal from the point of view of our total foreign relations, but there are a lot of reasons why I would urge you not to do it yourself. I've thought about it a lot today, and I can see some of the attractions, but I think that those would be greatly outbalanced by the other considerations.
Who else would you think of if we weren't sending the Chief Justice?
Well, I think if, quite frankly, I think if the Chief Justice, well, if Mrs. Johnson were to go, I think that there ought to be some high official, either myself or the Speaker. I think there has to be a high official in addition to Mrs. Johnson. And then perhaps two known top American Italians, one Democrat, one Republican, and I think that would make a good delegation. But if you were not to send Mrs. Johnson, I would think that if the Chief Justice didn't go, then I perhaps would have to go myself. But if Mrs. Johnson went, that would take some pressure off of my going. I don't know what your thought about that would be.
Yes,
about.
I just want you leaving. You and McNamara both be away.
That's right. Well, as also, one of the things I was going to put to you was that it's not a good idea for you and McNamara both to be out of the country.
Oh, no.
You see? And I do think it's important for him to get a week away if he can. But if Mrs. Johnson and the Chief Justice, or Mrs. Johnson and the Speaker, were to lead the delegation, then I think that we could put two or three more people on there with relative ease. But I think it would need to be one of the two or three or four highest-ranking people in government, along with Mrs. Johnson. She would be the senior on the delegation. She would outrank everybody else. But
who? What have you heard over there?
Nothing more. I think it would be perhaps a miracle if he lasted out the week. But this is another element. We don't know the timing. You've got all the problems of the convention coming up and all the rest of it. You need to be fresh and rested and sure of what you're doing there in that situation. Another reason, I think, for you not to go. Then, Senya did not come to the Kennedy funeral, as you know. And
I thought he did.
No. He came here on a state visit in January. But Malagordi, the acting president of Italy, who was then the president of the Senate, was here for the Kennedy funeral. So that it would be difficult to explain to people why now and not to India and the King of Greece and all that sort of thing, you see. And I think that it could become transparent if you were to go, and could result in some backlash with the country deeply concerned about your taking maximum care of yourself. So I just wish.
Since got married, I about come to the conclusion that since I'd made the statement that I didn't want to, that
right.
This would not be sufficient provocation, sufficient justification in light of what I'd said before. But I was under the impression he's here, and that...
No, he did not come, though. I double-checked that today, because when you mentioned it to me, I thought he had, but it was a state visit in January that he came on. And he did not come for the Kennedy funeral. And that would have given some chance to distinguish this between with other cases, you see. But I would think that it would have to be the Chief Justice or the Speaker or myself who would escort Mrs. Johnson, and then maybe Celebrezzi, and then a Republican Italian or whoever you wanted on that would make up the probable delegation of the size that the Italian government would invite.
I don't think the Speaker can go.
Uh-huh. Well, I can understand. I think he might.
Last week, you see it, he didn't like to travel by air.
Do you see any particular problem about the Chief Justice?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, he's...
He just got his warrant commissioned. He's going to get a report on it, you see, this
Yeah. He's a very powerful supporter of you around town these
days.
Oh,
he's a wonderful man. He's a wonderful man.
I mean,
But he's got to... I know that they're trying to get that report out, and I don't want to...
Right. Well, that's something that we could that you could talk with him about if the issue came up right away, and get his own best judgment on. Now, if it were not myself, then I should think. I gather Mr. Truman is not able to go.
I don't know. I haven't talked to him.
And I suppose that this is not the season for you to ask President Eisenhower to go. Mrs. Johnson and President Eisenhower would be. From the international point of view, would be very good, but I doubt that involves some political problems that you might want to think about. I think he would do it if you asked him to do it.
Well, we might do that. That might be the thing to do.
I mean, from the point of view of Italy, Mrs. Johnson and President Eisenhower would be a terrific combination if the Chief Justice can't do it.
Would it be better than the Chief Justice?
I get a little partisan at this point. I think the Chief Justice's position in the country and his attitude toward you make me favor him if he's able to do it. I mean, I'm sure you picked this up around town.
But yes.
He just couldn't be more helpful in his own way in giving you absolutely maximum support around this town in the dinner parties and all those sorts of things. Just couldn't be better. He's one of the strongest friends you've got in the country. And so I would favor him, both because of his present official position and because of that. But if it were difficult for him or inconvenient, then I think that you might want to consider Eisenhower. And I think that you've got everything to gain at the present time by being as broad and national and as nonpartisan as you can be on these great national issues or moments like this when we're trying to pay our respects to an ally like Italy. I mean, I think the politics of it would be good, and so I think if Eisenhower went, this would be to your credit and would help, and not the other way around. Well, I'll be continuing to think about it. We'll watch the cables from Rome and.
What else has happened? What about the change of government?
We haven't had very much on that thus far. I don't think that's going to make too much difference out there. We may have a little squawking from, well, we did have some squawking from Morris on it, but I don't think that's going to make too much of a change. I do want to bring you up today a little bit on the political gossip. I saw Adlai Stevenson this afternoon, and he's been in touch with Bob Wagner and Bobby Kennedy. I gather that there's a good deal of pain in New York. I've heard from some of my friends up there that they don't like this idea of the Attorney General coming in to use the great state of New York for purely personal reasons. And I don't think there's anything you can do about it or should do about it. Certainly nothing I can do about it, but I think that if Bobby runs up there, he's going to run into a lot more trouble than he's expecting. And it's going to be a drag on your own position in New York State if you're not careful here. But I don't know. You know, you're much more expert in these things than I. But I'm a little worried about it. I know, for example, that if he runs, there's going to be in Westchester County, for example, there's going to be a citizens committee for Johnson, Keating, and Reed, that kind of combination. They just aren't going to take this candidacy.
We got a poll in New York today, and 18% undecided. That's not abnormal. That's not the normal. Maybe some places 15%.
Right.
But on account of Javits and Keating, I guess some of them kind of hesitant, come a little bit confused.
Right.
That's 82%. Now, how would you divide them? I want to see what kind of politics you are.
82%, I would say, 82, I would say, 60, and,
Wait a minute, that's exactly it, so don't go any further.
Oh, really?
60, 22.
Yeah. That would be my guess. I hadn't seen the Pearl.
That's exactly it. Well, 60-22. That's today. $10,000 that we paid for it. It's the Oliver Quayle, who's Lou Harris's partner. And he just finished it. $10,000 worth. 60-22-18.
Well, that's Wednesday. I have low temperature on because I was a precinct worker up there.
Well, you're too good. I want to go to handling you and save that $10,000.
Well. But I don't know. I'm troubled about this.
What does Adlai say Wagner's going to do? Does he know?
Well, Wagner didn't. Adlai talked to Wagner after he saw Bobby Kennedy. Talked to him from my office. And Wagner told Adlai he did not make a commitment to Bobby Kennedy, that Bobby Kennedy has got to come up there and sell himself to the decent and liberal and reform elements in the Democratic Party. And if he doesn't do that, that Wagner told Adlai he was going to hold off and see what happens. Now, of course, one of the problems here is that Adlai was so indecisive on this matter. Adlai could have been rolling great guns by now if he had made up his mind. But Adlai's still Adlai, and he wouldn't step out. I think I rather think he would like to do it even at this late date, but he won't decide, he won't say so. But I just think I owe it to you to say that if Bobby is the candidate, he probably will be, that you're going to run stronger than he does, and if anything, he's going to be a little drag on you up there. But you have to filter that through my own...
Well, now they got... I don't know what's going to happen. I'm a little worried about what's going to happen at the convention.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of stuff going on that nobody ever knew anything about, but I was watching it very carefully.